Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 14, verse 8, John 14, 8, Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long time with you, and you've not known me, Philip? So what was Philip thinking at this point? Huh? I'm talking about the Father. He said, Philip, you've been all this time with me and you don't know me? Yeah. Yes, Lord, I know you. Yeah. I want to know more about the Father. Yeah. He said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Wow. Now, that doesn't mean Jesus is the Father. Right. Some people try to say that, but there are numerous other scriptures that contradict that. No. But Jesus, without going into all the detail, he said he only spoke what he heard the Father say. He only did what he saw the Father do. So when you're seeing him do it, you're seeing the Father. When you're hearing him say it, you're hearing the Father. And so he's saying, Philip, you've been looking at the Father. You've been hearing the Father all these days, day in, day out. Have I been so long time with you that you've not known me? He that's seen me has seen the Father. Then why you say, show us the Father? Philip's probably still scratching his head at that point. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father's in me? The words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily. Now, verse 12, he switches to talking about us. He that believes on me, is that you?
Yes.
How many would say, I believe on him? I believe on him. Come on, don't miss out on this. How many would say, I believe on Jesus? Well, this verse is for you. Jesus said, the works that I do, shall he do also? Is that you?
Yes.
Is that me? And greater works than these shall you do.
Amen.
Because I'm leaving here. I'm going to the Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, in my name, in my name, in my name. What is that? That's delegated authority. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, in the 16th chapter of John, he's specifically talking about prayer, praying to the Father, whatever you ask the Father in my name. But here, this covers other things. The word ask has also been translated require. We not only ask things of the Father in the name of Jesus, but we're also to walk in authority.
Amen.
Requiring things.
Right.
Speaking to mountains.
Amen.
Speaking to the activity of the enemy. That's not prayer.
That's right.
But whatever we do along this line, somebody say, in his name.
In his name.
Say it again, in his name.
In his name.
He said, I'll do it.
Yes, he does.
I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified in my name. And he said it again, make sure we got it. If you ask, or it's also translated demand, require anything in my name, I will do it. Whew. Now put it all together. Philip says, show us the Father. That's how we got here. And Jesus says, why you ask that? You've been looking at the Father. You've been hearing the Father.
Yes.
Why did Matthew say the centurion talked to Jesus? when he actually sent elders and friends. Did the centurion talk to Jesus? Yes, he did.
Yes.
Through his representatives.
Yes.
Is Jesus doing anything in the earth today?
Yes,
yes he is.
Yes, he is.
Through.
Yes.
Oh.
Glory to God.
Through.
Yes.
His representatives.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's at the right hand of majesty. On high, sat down in the throne of God. But he has sent his spirit and he has authorized us and empowered us to speak in his name and act on his behalf. And most of the church is not doing it. Not doing it. Sorry to rain on your parade, but it's... We need to realize it's one thing to shout about it. It's another thing to do it.
Yes.
Go with me to 2 Corinthians, please, the 5th chapter. I believe this is worth taking some time with this morning. Did the centurion talk to Jesus? Yeah, he did. Through his representatives. So Matthew's account is entirely correct. Why would the Holy Spirit do that? Because we need mind renewal.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to realize how much we have been made one with Him. We need revelation to understand we've been authorized to speak on His behalf. Or in the language of this verse, in His stead. Now, the devil has fought this so hard, and religious people think that's being too forward, and that's not humility. And what's been preached in religious circles is that he's everything and we're nothing. And that sounds like humility and reverence to people, but it's a lie of the enemy. It's a lie of the enemy. He does not want us to find out what the Lord has given to us. And who we are in Him.
Amen.
And how much He identifies with us.
Amen.
He that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. We're not quite ready to go to 2 Corinthians. Go to Matthew 28. Matthew 28. When Jesus went to the cross, when he was raised from the dead, right before he left, right before he ascended on high, he said some amazing things. In this, we get what we call the Great Commission for the church. What is the Great Commission of the church? Many have allowed the world, unbelievers, to tell them what the church should be doing. That if you're really a church, the main thing you do is help people naturally with food, clothes, housing, that kind of thing. That's the only real work of the church. That is absolutely not true.
Right.
It's great to do these kind of things, but that's not the Great Commission. That's not the main directive the Lord gave the church. Because the greatest need of man is spiritual.
Yes.
And if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, you've lost everything. These other things are good. They're great. We want to do more of it. But it's not the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, are you there? Verse 18. After Jesus is raised from the dead, he came and spoke to them. He said, oh, are you looking to this? Woo! This is after Jesus has gone to the heart of the earth. The Father, after 3 days and nights, the Father spoke from on high and shook hell to its core. And he has raised triumphant over death, hell, the grave, everything. And now, and he did it as a man. He did it as a man. And now he is saying, after all of this, he's saying all power. That's the Greek word for authority. All authority is given to me. Anybody believe this in here?
Yes.
In heaven and in earth. That's it. That covers everything. Beings in heaven, beings on the earth, beings under the earth. Everything in heaven, everything in earth. He said, I have got it. He got it by conquest. He got it by overcoming victory. He got it by bestowment from the Father. All authority. All authority. Man, you ought to say that the rest of the day. All authority. Oh, the devil didn't want you to know this. This is hurting him right now. He's like, tough. All authority, Jesus said, is given to me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. So you go. Huh?
Therefore.
Understood subject is you. You go. Go ye, or therefore, or we could say it like this. So, because I have all authority in heaven and earth, so you go. Teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I got all the authority. So now, you go. Go to Mark 16. Man, if you can't shout about this, I don't know what you could shout about. This is Jesus fixing everything Adam messed up.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
God gave Adam dominion, not over everything, over the earth. But Adam lost it. Adam and Eve gave it to the enemy. But Jesus, as a man, came and got it back. And now, He's got not only all the authority on the earth, in heaven, He's got it all. I said He's got it all. Do you believe it or not? Have you read Revelation? Have you seen the glorified Master with the big band of gold across His chest? He said, I was alive and dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And I got the keys of death and hell. Woo! Does He or does He not? One of these days, before too long, there's going to be a blast of a trumpet and the sky's going to part. He's going to come back and everybody's going to see Him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lord of all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.